Republican Charlie Baker and Democrat Martha Coakley are trying to win over the endorsement of a group of Boston pastors. The two candidates for governor addressed the Black Ministerial Alliance yesterday. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the meeting is part of a larger effort to win votes in Boston, which is proving a battleground in this election, despite historically being a Democratic stronghold.
As she came out of the meeting in Roxbury, Martha Coakley emphasized her support for early childhood education for children whose parents cannot afford to send them to private preschools.
I've announced today that we've got almost 1,000 children in Boston right now on a waiting list to get that early education. Nothing more important for those kids. And I support it. I've always supported it.
Charlie Baker emphasized an agenda that also includes safer streets and more jobs.
Many of our proposals with respect to economic development and educational excellence and community building are quite consistent with what the folks in this community would like to see happen.
Baker has spent a lot of time wooing Boston voters in this election, making many campaign visits. And you might wonder why, since Boston always votes Democratic. One reason is, despite being in the Democratic column, the city still can help swing elections. Let's look at two elections in 2010. One is Martha Coakley's loss to Republican Scott Brown for the U.S. Senate. Brown took 30% of the Boston vote. He lost Boston by a landslide, but still won enough votes in the city to help him win statewide. By contrast, the same year, Charlie Baker lost the governor's race to Democrat Deval Patrick, and Boston helped make that happen. Baker only won 23% of Boston voters. If Baker can take the same 30% of Bostonians that Brown took in 2010, it could help him win the governor's office. Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry offers another explanation of why it could pay off politically for Baker to be in Boston rather than in the Republican and independent voter-rich suburbs.
He's trying to appear to be moderate, and by appealing in Boston to Democrats, he actually might really be appealing to suburbanites who look at him and say, well, he's, you know, campaigning in downtown Boston and ethnic neighborhoods, and he really must be a moderate, and that might be appealing to them.
So Baker's campaign in Boston could be to try to peel just enough Bostonians away to deprive Coakley of victory. It could also be about reassuring middle-of-the-road independent voters that he's the kind of Republican they could be comfortable with in the governor's office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.